Functional language. Useful language for successful communication.
Persuasion. This is the second part of our mini-series on persuasion. Question tags. Question tags are often used for persuasion. They're effective because they oblige the other person to say either yes or no. For example,
you want to go to the concert, don't you?
Yes.
Then let's get the tickets. You want to see a reduction in the levels of crime around here, don't you?
Yes.
Then vote for the Progressive Party. They're the only ones who are going to do anything about it.
Just, very, only. Words such as just, very and only can be used to minimise the inconvenience of doing something. This is good for persuading someone to do what you want. For example,
it won't take very long.
I only need 5 minutes of your time.
There are only two of us who want to come.
It's a perfectly simple process. So, the word so is also great for persuasion. It can be used to simplify a situation, terminating any discussion about it. For example,
so, we've decided then. We'll take the train.
So, we've all had a chance to say what we think. The best option is clearly the first one. Salespeople often use so. Basically, instead of asking a direct question such as, do you want to buy it? They'll just assume the person wants to buy the product and ask a follow-up question to further consolidate the sale. For example,
so, which one do you want? The blue one or the yellow one?
So, how do you want to pay? By cheque or by credit card? Now go and get persuading.